Billy Butler, things sure do fall apart. If you could only see that rough beast slouching now, because our middle has no center, our upper's got no down, because we ain't got no brains, no how. Because the rattle has got no safety, because the barn has got no door, because the old man has got no coat for when it snows, and that has got no this, and this has got no that, and the hamburger has got no clothes. I mean, seriously, no clothes. Those kids down in the square, always dancing, never do care.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlin, the Boston Medium, right here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. A special Sunday service, special edition, and we're here and we're clear and we're Sunday. Oh, feels so good to be alive, doesn't it? And it feels so good to be here on a Sunday and collecting in gratitude. You see, we must have gratitude in our hearts, gratitude in our souls and our minds and our bodies and our energy fields. And this is exactly what it's for. So come in, share some tunes, all the roots of Americana you could possibly even imagine. Gospel, bluegrass, oh, country, jubilee, rockabilly, that's called rockabilly, jazz, Dixieland jazz, come on, we got it, it's all here, it's just like a playground of Americana playground. It's going to be a great show. We're here from 12 to 2 p.m. I'm so grateful, I'm so excited. Everything that's coming in, everything that is happening here at this magical studio and letting us hear, letting us be free and having this ability to do this. So thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, Infinite Land of this beautiful galaxy. Thank you so much for the infinite love and the beauty that comes within. I love you so much. Let's raise that vibration. Let's give it a higher tune. And, you know, last time we were talking about spirit like Bill Monroe. Recently, I had Ulysses Grant in my dream. That was pretty cool. I've been having a lot of encounters with Marilyn Monroe. So Tuesday, you're going to really want to tune in because there's going to be a lot of spirit communication involving her. And we're going to play XTC. Last time I was here, I played the XTC album Murmur. And I didn't realize that that was actually the anniversary of the release date. So I played that album on the release date without even knowing. So that is definitely spirit bringing that in, bringing that energy. And we're going to have so much fun with XTC. And I'm so happy. The energy is going to be so great on Tuesday. And I can't wait for you to be here. So anyways, without further ado, let's get into it. Here's Bill Monroe with Blue Moon of Kentucky, because this is just, you know, of course. This was the CD that I had. I didn't even know he was on this CD of bluegrass, but it's all meant to be, so I'm excited. So stay tuned. We're going to have lots of fun. And stay tuned for the 120 p. At 120, we're doing the channeling. Oh, yeah. It's going to be good. All right. I'll see you. I love you so much. Mwah. Stay tuned.
Shining, shine on the one that's gone and true and true. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining, shine on. come on high. Your love has said goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and said goodbye.
I will dream when I'm not sleeping, for
time I will dream that you are near me, by my side to take your place. I am feeling mighty weary, and my heart is sad and blue. There is no one here to cheer me, and I'm lonesome without you.
Blossoms fair, sweet as the breath of air, fresh with the morning dew. So rare, you're like a sparkle of old champagne, orchids in cellophane, couldn't compare with you. You are perfection, you're my idea of angels singing the Ave Maria. For you're an angel, I breathe and live you with every beat of the heart that I give you. So rare, this is a haven on earth we share, caring the way we care. Ours is a love so rare. Perfection, you're my idea of angels singing the Ave Maria. For you're an angel, I breathe and live you with every beat of the heart that I give you. So rare, this is a heaven on earth we share, caring the way we care. Ours is a love so rare. Ours is a love so rare, so rare, so rare.
Boy who's in your diary. This is Edward from the Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collages.
Rock on.
You know, WMFO is a real treasure that we all freely share. From Celtic to classical, hillbilly to hip-hop, jazz to J-pop, classic rock with or without journey, WMFO brings you all sorts of music that you might otherwise miss listening to commercial radio. Lots of our DJs will even play your requests on the air. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh? On WMFO, you can time travel, you can freestyle, and you can ruminate. We'll open your mind to alternative politics and conspiracy theories. Plus, every Wednesday night, a live local band straight out of Studio D. And just once a year, we ask for your financial help to keep all the great programming going. So please, send a check or donate online at WMFO.org. Thanks so much from all of us volunteers here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts, non-commercial, freeform radio.
Hello, hello. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And we are here on the special edition of Sunday Service right here, connecting with the higher realms, connecting with spirit and healing, letting the healing fall and the healing drip, letting it come in. Boy, do we need this. 120, we have the inspirational speaking. Life is good. Life is very good. Life is connecting us to all that is magical, all that is great, all that is in a higher vibration of love and life and beauty. And we must understand that. We must give it love and give it infinite nature, and we must be here in the present, because the present is where all healing happens. The present is where change happens. The present is where creation happens, and that's what we're doing it. So I hope you enjoyed everything you've been hearing. We have Chet Atkins, Yakety Axe. Dun, 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 dun. That's pretty funny. Neil Sedaka, The Diary. Mills Brothers, So Rare. The Delmore Brothers, Going Back to the Blue Ridge Mountain. Kings of Dixieland, Cakewalking Babies from Home. Interesting. Very interesting. And, you know, Bill Monroe and Beethoven. It's a beautiful, beautiful Sunday. There's a lot of transitioning happening. Get outside if you can. Get your walk in. Get your exercise. Get your love. It's definitely what I need to be doing. So thank you so much for spending your Sunday here with me. Thank you so much for connecting and tuning in and letting in all the love that surrounds us right now in this magical moment, in this magical lifetime. So, without further ado, let's continue to uplift the vibration with this magical music, and let's continue to have fun here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds special edition Sunday service. Love you.
yes you do. Lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa, whoa. You send me. I know you send me. I know you send me. Honest, you do. It's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. I know, I know, I know.
Say we'll part. You scold and you were so bold. Yes, together, yeah, our love will grow old. Yeah, our love will grow old. You may be a million miles away. Please believe me, yeah, when you hear me say I love you, I love you. Come home, keep me from these sleepless nights. Try my love again, yeah, I'm gonna treat you right. Yeah, I'm gonna treat you right.
Anyways. Malfunctions. Anyways, just kidding. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tap Free From Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston medium. That was good to have some Buddy Holly in there. Dearest, is don't ever. That was good to Buddy Holly. Some Juno. That was from the movie, the Juno, actually. I mean, that's not the song from the movie, but that's, if you notice, that was the track from Juno. Sam Cooke, you send me Bourbon Street Stompers. Everybody loves my baby. Interesting. King's Dixieland. Chet Atkins. Of course, he said that before. Yakety Axe. I just like saying that. Yakety Axe. This is like, what is that? It's awesome. Anyways, we're here till 1 p.m. I mean, 2 p.m. 2 hours of Sunday service. Uplifting our vibrations, really connecting in, really bringing it in the light. Today is a day for so much transformation that's happening. So much to stay in. Stay within the realms. Stay within the realms. There's so much learning going on right now, and it's unbelievable. But hopefully it's the turning point. So, am I even here? Anyways, thank you so much for tuning in. I didn't get a lot of sleep, so I'm a little not so, you know, I feel like maybe not maybe on my 100% A game. Is that what you say? But at the same time, this is a spiritual show, so we take everything as it comes. We take everything as it is. And if that's where I'm working from, that's the whole, you know, what is the healing that wants to come in? Why didn't I sleep? You know, why didn't you sleep? Why, you know, we're all these energetic intertwining things that are happening when we're not aligned. And so it's okay. Sometimes we need misalignment to get aligned. And as I'm in, during the show and as I'm going through the flow, there's so many things that are coming to me, like these aha little moments of like, okay, this is going to help me do this. This is going to help me do A, B, and C. Make it, you know, that circus, you know, A, B, and C. It's all coming together because my guides are right here and they're here for you too. And they're here for you as well. So everything that I'm saying, it's their messages. Obviously, I'm not just, you know, I feel when I come here and whenever I get the nudge to speak or whenever, you know, spirit abruptly kind of makes me get on the mic, whether it's ending the song quick or whether it's whatever it is, as something supernatural cutting in, I'm always feeling like, okay, time to speak my truth, time to say something that because somebody's listening in, not only is it this message for myself, but it's for someone. So it's like me speaking this, it's not coming from me. This is coming from spirit. So whenever I'm getting that nudge, it's like somebody on the other end is like, yeah, I needed to hear this. This is exactly what I need to hear. So if you're not feeling aligned today, if you're feeling way off, or if this is something you have been feeling, you know, it isn't a mishap. We have to get disaligned. We have to get off track. We have to get off course. We have to go a little crazy for a little bit in order to get back on track, because if we don't have those moments of contrast, it will always be like this blah, blah linear line, and we won't have anything to really learn from if we're just on this blah linear line of like, oh yeah, love, peace, harmony, everything's great, everything's good, you know, it's just, it just doesn't work like that. There's a reason why, you know, there's day and night. There's a reason why, you know, dusk and dawn and sunrise, sunset. You know, there's a reason for all of that contrast, and we need it. And I'm glad that I can express that today and express all of that. You know, there's a lot of transitioning that's happening. There is a lot that is going on. You know, there's a lot of, this is, it's September. There's a, you know, this is a beginning of a new year, and especially where we live here in Boston, and it's a school place. This is a school town. This is a school city, like, you know, the metro area of Boston. This is, you know, where a lot of people come to school. And so there's that energy of getting back to school and the energy of a lot of sports happening, a lot of sports games going. This is also a sports place. This is also a sports city. So there's a lot of this energy that's coming in, making its way in here. And for a new, you know, to start the new. So everything's busy again. Everything is hectic right now. Everything, you know, everyone's moving in, everyone's moving out, everyone's coming, you know, there's a lot of people visiting. There's a lot, you know, it's a lot of congestion, but you know, and you can be taking on all of that. You can be taking on that congestion, but it also is always connected to yourself. So, I mean, even though we pick up on other stuff, it's never somebody else, just letting you know. So, I mean, yeah, we could be picking up on the congestion. And when I say that, you know, picking up, I'm not saying, well, let's blame this energy that's going on in the city. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying with you have stuff that you're dealing with, you know, there's a with the retrograde and that super moon, there's a lot going on. So if you're picking up on that stuff along with your stuff, but you're not properly cleansing and you're not properly meditating or properly really, really protecting and grounding yourself, you can really be inundated and swarmed in and drained with a lot of that. Don't let that get to you. Don't let that, you know, take you out, and understand that it's going to pass. And, but you need this. You need this right now to shift. Where are your priorities? Get your organized with your priorities right now and get that stuff aligned. Well, how would you want this new year to be? Vision it, see everything. Don't get, you know, swamped out and drained. Learn from your mistakes. Learn from the things you did. Learn from what you're doing that you want to change into and grow into. And I'm just so grateful to have this portal right here for this realization and this energy that's coming through, because even though I'm not feeling really that aligned right now, I'm sure I'm not the only one. I'm sure whoever's tuning in and listening in, you know, they want some positivity. They want some inspiration. And, you know, and that's what this is for. But they're also at a place, too, where they need that extra oomph. That's why you're tuning in. You know, that's why you tune into Sunday service. That's why I'm here. That's why I do this, because I need the extra oomph. So it's okay to exist. So we need to examine what's going on, and then the healing occurs. We don't just hope that the healing occurs. We actually have to examine and do the work and face it. So, wow, that was a lot that Spirit really wanted to channel, and a lot that came out. Because honestly, I'm gonna be totally 100% honest. I was feeling real ugh right now. And now I'm feeling that release. It's feeling so much better. It's feeling like, okay, the nanobots are out. Okay, the cobwebs. Okay, the unclogging is happening right now. So thank you for the music, Spirit. Thank you for, you know, continuously helping shift this energy right now. Because, I mean, usually, you know, I'm feeling it very, very strong. It's a transition. And transition is never comfortable. Transition stinks. It really does. It feels like your old self. It feels like death. Your old self is dying. But it's so good, because you need the renewal and you need to get back to you and who you really are. This world, everything, the material place, like everything that we go through, that is just the challenges, the ups, the downs, all that stuff. It's part of the illusion. So when we get to come back to our place where we're like, oh my God, love, that's what's really real, is love. There's so much love, and that's what I need to focus on in order to attract, if that's what I want. And sometimes we do get caught up in things that aren't love. And guess what? It's okay. Guess what? It's okay not to be love. I've got some big news for you. It's okay not to always be loving and caring and light. It's okay. It's unreal, and it's fake to think that that's what you need to be and that's what you need to do all the time. It's not real, and it isn't tangible. You need to let other things come in, and it's really okay. But love is something, it's our eternal nature, and it will never, ever end, and it will never go away. So that's the place where when we're spreading love and we can say, yes, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. That's not us being fake. That's not us trying to be overly positive and some hippie BS. That's us just remembering our state. So when we can come back to it, that's the core of our being. It's home, just like our spirit. So love is just like our spirit. Never changes, never dies, was never born, never created. That's what love is. You know, love isn't this emotion. It's not this like, oh, sentimental, you know, concept to be romanticized. It is a force. It's a power, and it is spiritual technology. It is the core of who you are. So, you know, it was interesting. I did not expect to go on to that, you know, long discussion, but it needed to happen. I guess it just needed to. And that's why, like, again, you know, but that was Buddy Holly. And I was actually going to say before I play the song, Buddy Holly is my studio angel. He really is. And I'm not surprised that he cut the song short so I can start talking and channeling. Because he's like, she needs to do this. She needs to stop being, you know, woe is me. She's really tired, but she can do this. And that's what Spirit was saying. When you don't sleep, it's off. So I'm glad I can restore this energy and come back. I'm feeling so much better. So hope you're digging what I'm feeling. And if you're not, if you can't relate and you're feeling fantastic, oh my God, thank you. Thank you for blessing, because you're probably, if you're listening, you're probably helping me, giving me that energy and being like, hell yeah. I'm getting it. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling you. And so, and feeling the uplifting, and it's here. So stay tuned. We got so much more music. Thank you, Infinite Spirit. Thank you, Buddy Holly. Oh, I love that. I love that energy. I love just communicating with Spirit because they're so here. I love all of you so freaking much. You have no idea. You save my life every day. You bring me back to reality. You bring me to sanity. And, you know, it's so funny because ironically you could say, wow, talking to the dead, that's sanity for you. That's saint. Abso-freaking-lutely. That is more real to me than anything else. You know, talking to Spirit, I feel so, it's like a feeling so much more than what I'd be feeling on a regular basis. It's so true, you know, and that's why it's important. And I have this so people can tune in and not feel crazy either, because that's the whole point of this. Oh, I just smelled bacon and eggs, you know, psychically. It smells so good. I don't eat meat, but sometimes that craving comes in. I just smelled that, but it was a good smell. And it was a good feeling psychically. So I hope if you're going out to brunch or, you know, breakfast with your loved ones, good for you. Okay. I love you. We're going to play some. Ooh, this is going to. Oh, this is fun. This is fun. That is a fun song that I want to play. Anyway, I'm here with Who PM. Thank you for listening, because whatever is being said needs to be said. And, you know, it just has to be done. So this is Shannon and the Clams with Year of the Spider. Please stay tuned for some more fun.
wonder. Yes, and I wondered. Whoa, God knows, and I wonder. I just looked down on mine. Yes, and I wondered. Just to see how far that I was from God.
Knowing you think of me.
listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woo!
One, two, three, cuatro!
Give up with those lips of yours to any.